But our faith is not in him. It's in something higher. We trust that preservation planned for this day, and that his desire to protect will prove more powerful than ruin's desire to destroy.
But you don't know, Sazed said. You are offered proof only once you believe, but if you believe, you can find proof in anything. It is a logical conundrum.
Faith isn't about logic, son, Haddock said. Perhaps that's your problem. You cannot disprove the things you study, any more than we can prove to you that the hero will save us. We simply must believe it, and accept the things preservation has taught us.
It wasn't enough for Sazed. However, for the moment, he decided to move on. He didn't have all the facts about the Terrace religion yet. Perhaps once he had them, he would be able to sort this all out.
You spoke of the Prison of Ruin, Sazed said. Tell me how this relates to the power that Lady Vin used.
Gods don't have bodies like those of men, Haddock said. They are forces, powers. Preservation's mind passed, but he left his power behind.
In the form of a pool of liquid, Sazed said.
The members of the first generation nodded.
And the dark black smoke outside? Sazed asked.
Ruin, Haddock said. Waiting, watching during his imprisonment.
Sazed frowned.
The cavern of smoke was very much larger than the Well of Ascension. Why the disparity? Was Ruin that much more powerful?
Haddock snorted quietly.
They were equally powerful, young one. They were forces, not men. Two aspects of a single power. Is one side of a coin more powerful than the other? They pushed equally upon the world around them.
Though, one of the others added, there is a story that preservation gave too much of himself to make mankind, to create something that had more of preservation in them than they had of ruin. Yet it would be only a small amount in each individual. Tiny, easy to miss, except over a long, long time.
So why the difference in size? Sazed asked.
You aren't seeing, young one, Haddock said. The power in that pool, that wasn't preservation.
But you just said
it was part of preservation, to be sure,
Haddock continued.
But he was a force. His influence is everywhere. Some of it, perhaps, concentrated into that pool. The rest is elsewhere and everywhere.
But Ruin, his mind was focused there, another Chandra said. And so his power tended to coalesce there. Much more of it, at least, than that of preservation.
But not all of it,
another one said, laughing. Sazed cocked his head.
Not all of it. It, too, was spread out across the world, I assume?
In a way, Haddock said.
We now speak of things in the first contract, one of the other Chandra warned.
Haddock paused, then turned, studying Sazed's eyes.
If what this man says is true, then Ruin has escaped. That means he will be coming for his body, his power.
Sazed felt a chill.
It's here? He asked quietly.
Haddock nodded.
We were to gather it. The first contract, the Lord Ruler named it, our charge in this world.
The other children had a purpose,
another Chandra added.
The Koloss, they were created to fight. The Inquisitors, they were created to be priests.
Our task was different.
Gather the power, Haddock said, and protect it, hide it, keep it. For the Father knew Ruin would escape one day, and on that day he would begin searching for his body.
The group of aged Chandra looked past Sazed. He frowned, turning to follow their eyes. They were looking toward the metal dais. Slowly, Sazed stood, walking across the stone floor. The dais was large, perhaps 20 feet across, but not very high. He stepped onto it, causing one of the Chandra behind him to gasp. Yet none of them called out to stop him. There was a seam down the middle of the circular platform, and a hole, perhaps the size of a large coin, at the center. Sazed peered through the hole, but it was too dark to see anything. He stepped back. I should have a little left, he thought, glancing toward his table with its metal mines. I refilled that ring for a few months before I gave up on my metal mines. He walked over quickly, selecting a small pewter ring off of the table. He slipped it on, then looked up at the members of the first generation. They turned from his querying look.
Do what you must, child,
Haddock said, his aged voice echoing in the room.
We could not stop you if we wished.
Sazed walked back to the dais, then tapped his pewter mind for the strength he had stored in it over a year ago. His body immediately grew several times stronger than normal, and his robes suddenly felt tight. With hands now thick with muscles, he reached down and, bracing himself against the rough floor, shoved against one side of the disc on the floor. It ground against stone as it moved, uncovering a large pit. Something glittered beneath. Sazed froze, his strength and body deflating as he released his pewter mind. His robes became loose again. The room was silent. Sazed stared at the half-covered pit and at the enormous pile of nuggets hidden in the floor.
The trust, we call it,
Haddock said with a soft voice.
Given for our safekeeping by the Father.
Atium. Thousands upon thousands of beads of it. Sazed gasped.
The Lord Ruler's Atium stockpile. It was here all along.
Most of that Atium never left.